Now, you may think that there were no boys at Three Generate, so you only saw glimpses of them. This is a challenge to you boys. Next year, be more organised, take some photos. Anyway, lovely. But it's not just a place for children and young people. Three Generate is an event that only works because it is supported by so many adults. This year, there were over 1,600 young people and around 500 leaders plus 300 volunteers. It's a great event for everyone. And here's a video which hopefully will inspire some more of you to help next year.
Volunteers make a massive difference to Three Generate. We couldn't make the event happen without them. People have a really strong sense of community. They come for the weekend, we work together, we serve alongside each other. I think people really enjoy that sense of camaraderie and also that they have their faith grown as well in the process. And they get to really be inspired by children and young people.
Volunteering at something like this has reinforced my faith. To see the young people openly discussing questions that sometimes as adults I don't think we approach it in the same way. I've never done anything like this ever. And I've enjoyed the experience, yeah.
I think it's one of those ways I can offer my services to the Lord. Youth work is what I think can take us forward as a church.
Coming to an event like Three Generate is so vastly different from what so many of us as volunteers are experiencing in our own local churches. Actually, to be here as a volunteer is just as encouraging as to come as a young person. To see all the excitement in the Methodist Church, she really feeds us as volunteers.
We're an intergenerational event, so we have people here of all ages, and it's just wonderful to see the whole church gathered for a weekend, enjoying community, doing faith together, meeting with God, and it just makes people realise that they're part of the wider Methodist Church and they have a sense of connection to the whole thing.
All age groups here. I'm a grandmother, and there's the youngsters, and I think it's so important to see it's a family thing and expand it all. I just enjoyed it, every minute of it. And I shall certainly try and encourage some of my contemporaries. I think they think it's for younger people, but I've enjoyed it. And there's a part for me to play in it as well.
There's a range of roles at Three Generate that has something to suit everyone, whether that's operational, so our stewards, our reception, or whether that's a care team, a pastoral role, or through to the venues delivering the programme. There really is something to suit everyone.
Come and give it a go. There are a wonderful group of team members here that support one another and really, really enable one another to flourish in these volunteer roles. Come and experience the best of what the Methodist Church has to offer in this place.
We were really well represented as a circuit by adults that went along to support Three Generate. Could I ask that people that helped, could you just stand up and wave? And people that have helped in the past, Jenny, you did as well. Just in case anyone wants to talk to someone about it, then you know who to ask, don't you? Lovely. Thank you. We now have our first reading from Deuteronomy.
Our first reading is taken from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 1 to 9. Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the ordinances that the Lord your God charged me to teach you to observe in the land that you're about to cross into and occupy, so that you and your children and your children's children may fear the Lord your God all the days of your life and keep all his decrees and his commandments that I am commanding you, so that your days may be long. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe them diligently, so that it may go well with you, and so that you may multiply greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. Bind them as a sign on your hand, fix them as an emblem on your forehead, and write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Thanks be to God.
There's some craft activities going on over there. They are linked to the readings, but it does appear that stress balls maintain their status as the most stressful thing to make. So there'll be a bit of clearing up later, but don't worry about it. Lovely. We're going to join together in a prayer. And if everyone could keep the craft still during the prayer, because we're talking to God, that would be lovely. Thank you. Loving God, we come to worship and give you all we are. Let us put our hearts into it, making up our minds to give you the best. With all our hearts we worship. Let us open up our souls and spirits, and let your spirit move us and touch us. With all our souls we worship. We pray that we won't switch off our brains, but we will worship you thoughtfully and intelligently. With all our minds we worship. Let us put our backs into it, never tiring of exalting you and showing others we mean it. With all our strength we worship. All creation praises God. Everything I am comes to give God the best I can. Amen. And as we praise God, we sing together 10,000 Reasons, which was chosen by Thomas. Light.
Our worship is holy name. See,
I wonder if the young people who are over there could just come and sit at the front, because I've got an activity for all of us. It is going to involve a bit of voting, which is kind of in season at the minute, isn't it? So if we could all have you at the front, because then I can see a bit better and I won't miss any of you out. One of the fun things that happened on the Saturday evening, there was the equivalent to a pub quiz. Not that there's any real pubs in 3Generate. And the kids were using their phones to get the results to come up. And I tried to set that up for us, and it was hopeless. I couldn't do it. So we're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way. But these questions have been chosen by the young people. And some of them are really deep. And actually, probably all of them are deeper than they might look on the surface. So anyway, we'll see. But let's have a look. So our first question. Aha. Which holiday destination would you prefer? Now, there are lots and lots of holidays you might want, but we're going to only limit you to four choices each time, just to make it easy. So out of these four, the first one is France. The second one is Spain, which we'll be thinking about in our prayers. C. Oh, sorry. C, Italy. Cornwall. Okay, votes for France. Votes for France. Lovely, a smattering. Votes for Spain. Lovely. Italy. And Cornwall. Oh, I don't know. Do you think Cornwall gets it? I don't know. It was Italy, Cornwall. I didn't look at you. I'm so sorry. Yes, shout at me if I don't look at you again. Lovely. So we think it's between Italy and Cornwall, maybe Italy, I've been told by people who were looking at everyone. Lovely. Okay, next one. What's the meaning of life? Is it? Four choices, don't worry. Four choices. To have the best time you can, including eating cake. To reach heaven. To spread love. To be part of creation. I have no idea how to answer this one. So A, no shame for anyone. A, lovely. B, to reach heaven. C, to spread love.
Another one on Zoom.
Another one on Zoom, lovely. And D, to be part in creation. Do you know, and I'm wondering whether maybe the answer is all of them. I don't know, but well done. That was a hard one. Next one. What is or was your favourite subject at school out of the following? English, science, art, PE. Right. I know, I felt relief when I saw the third one. Let's have a look. So votes for A. Oh, lots of English. Yes, yes. Ooh.
Another one on Zoom.
B, science. C, art. Ooh, small number. D, PE. It's English has it. English has it. Well done. That was a clear favourite. Okay, next one. What is your favourite season? Spring? Summer? Autumn, winter. A, who likes spring best? That's quite a big one. Who likes summer best? Good one. Autumn.
One on Zoom.
Lovely. And winter. Right, it looks like winter's the least popular at the minute. But when you're in it, you just enjoy all of them, don't you? Well done. Next one. What is your main reason for going to church? Okay. Four choices. The singing, the sermon, tea and coffee, the other people. Okay, so A, the singing. B, the sermon. Probably not today. C, tea and coffee. And D, the other people. Lovely. And the next one. What is your favourite gospel? John, Luke. Mark, Matthew, I thought I'd shake it up a bit. Whose favourite is John? Luke. Mark.
Another one on Zoom.
Matthew. Oh, it's quite well shared. Matthew is maybe more. We maybe need to look at Matthew a bit more. Well done. Next one. What is your favourite shape of pasta? Here, I told you. Big questions. Macaroni. Spaghetti. Oh, sorry, I didn't look. Yes, we need all of them. Last one. Orecchiette. And for the next slide, just to help you out, pictures. So the orecchiette, or whatever it is, it looks like little shells, sort of half shells. Oh, they're little ears. I've never even heard. Well, I've never even heard of it. How? Yes. Okay. So macaroni, spaghetti, boat, and the ear. Oh, I think spaghetti might have it. I don't know. You're allowed to disagree with me. Next one. What is your favourite shade of green? Turquoise, sage green, olive, fern. Next slide. Right, who would like to go for turquoise? It's a good number there. Sage green.
One on Zoom.
Oh, I think. Olive. And fern. That's a nice one as well, isn't it? I don't know, did sage get it? I was a bit distracted because I voted for that one. So, lovely. Is that all of them? I think it is, isn't it? Lovely. Well done. Well done. Well, it just goes to show, doesn't it? In this group of people, we've all come united because we are Christians and following Jesus, and we all have different opinions about things, and that is okay and good. Now, votes are happening somewhere else this week. There might be votes in other parts of the world that I'm not thinking of. And but also, there are votes happening here today because, don't tell Mr. Trump, there was a slight issue with the voting at 3Generate, and we need to do it again. So during this morning, it would be good if those who went to 3Generate can cast a ballot for your favourite youth presidents, because this is a paid role in the Methodist Church, and they serve for a year. Pardon? I think a machine went wrong. Sometimes it happens. Don't tell Frank. Not here. Not here it doesn't. But we're going to use paper, and you can vote during the morning. Lovely. Right, let's see what's next on our sheets. Brilliant. So we are going to sing together a song chosen by Alice, which is Jesus is the Name We Honour. And hopefully that's something we can all agree on. So our second reading now.
The second reading is from Mark chapter 12, verses 28 to 34. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another. And seeing that Jesus answered them well, he asked him, "Which commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.' Then the scribe said to him, 'You are right, teacher. You have truly said that he is one, and besides him there is no other. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself, this is much more important than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices.' When Jesus saw that he had answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the kingdom of God.' After that, no one dared to ask him any question."
So we have our crafts over there that are loosely linked to the readings. We've got bracelet making and paper plate hat making, which I'm suspicious might not happen with the age group over there. But if anyone else wants to go over, there's activities over there. No, never mind. And there's also stress ball making, which isn't really related to the reading, but does remind me of church and how we're all in it together and we support one another in times of pressure. And so that's there as well for you. The Three Generate Town is built for just a weekend a year.
And it's a place where the Methodist Church expresses a deep love of God and also a deep love for young people. The town is a place where encountering conversations about God can happen anywhere, in a campsite, in the Hope and Anchor pub where ice slushies were being served, in an inflatable Methodist chapel, or just en route to one of the other exciting venues. You might not see the words marked on them, but in a prayerful way, the church's love of God is engraved in every doorway, arch, tent pole, and climbing wall. The event is an expression of our love for God, because how can we truly love God without wanting to share the knowledge of a God who loves us so much? As usual, I was volunteering in the art area again, and this year it was transformed into the creation station, and it even featured a real train. Discussions about next year involve an aeroplane, but this may be a step too far. But when I hear the words, love your neighbour as yourself, it reminds me a bit of the safety instruction about how to use oxygen masks on planes. The pictures always show an adult putting their oxygen mask on themselves first before helping the person next to them, usually a child, to put theirs on. And this advice is given because it's the sensible thing to do. Jesus says to love others as we love ourselves, and this is also an important reminder. We all need oxygen. We all need to truly know that we are loved and of value. In a world of selfies and social media and influencers, it can look like there's a lot of self-love out there. But actually, the reality is there is a lot of anxiety and low self-esteem. The rate of mental health illness and vulnerability in children and young people is huge. And of course, this is an issue for those of us who are older too. True loving yourself does not come from the number of Instagram followers we have or any of the other modern stuff that I really have no idea about. It doesn't come from our academic credentials or business successes. All these are shifting sand. It comes from understanding that with our flaws, we are loved. And we are loved by a love which will not change its mind, will not die, will not fade, will not let us go. We are loved by God. God, who is the creator of the universe, the light of the world, the baby in the manger, the storyteller on the hillside, the man on the cross, the risen Christ, the Holy Spirit here with us now. We are loved. And in investing in 3Generate, the church is saying to our young people, you are loved by God and you are loved by us. God's love is for all of us. 3Generate is an inclusive and accessible space. People come from different places and different backgrounds. Identities are celebrated, for we are all made in God's image. We need to learn to see that image in ourselves, and we vitally need also to learn to see God's image in others too. I was listening to a podcast from The Guardian about the upcoming elections in America this week. They played an excerpt of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's speech, responding to the joke made about garbage at the Madison Square Garden rally. And this has since become an issue for both sides because of what Joe Biden said. But the words she spoke have a lot of truth. She said, "They are preying on us, not seeing ourselves in each other. The identity of our country is so much deeper than the division they seek to stoke between us." Whenever we see the news, we see how divided our world is, and we see the consequences of othering people, of not recognizing the humanity which connects us. Our identity as beloved children of God is so much deeper than all the things which divide us. May we see that identity in all those we meet. And as we discover that truth for ourselves, may our response be to always love the Lord our God with all our heart and with all our soul and with all our strength, building a house, building a town, building a world where our love for God is ingrained in every part and where all are welcome and know how precious they are in the heart of God. Amen. We're going to join together in a song chosen by Rachel, My Jesus, My Saviour.
Thank you.
So now we're going to come to the time where we bring God our prayers for others. So if people in the craft area can be quiet again, because we're talking to God. Loving God, we pray for our young people. We pray that we will know how to help them to explore their faith and that we will be there for them when they need us. May we be willing to learn from them, listen to their voices, and appreciate the gift of their energy and spirit. We pray we will find new ways to connect with those who have no experience of church, that they may come to know your amazing love for them. We pray for our church community and our links with other churches and faith communities. We thank you for 21 years of the Anglican Methodist Covenant and pray that this can be built on in the future. We also thank you for the ecumenical work taking place locally and especially for Kirsty, our student worker, as she supports three city churches' ministries with students. And we think of her now as she is welcomed and blessed at St. Columbus. We pray for those who govern and for those preparing to vote in elections around the world. We pray that transitions of power will take place peacefully and that neighbours can live alongside each other in love, even when they have different views of the world. We pray for whoever is the successful candidate for the youth presidency. May all the candidates feel blessed by the opportunity they have had to stand for the role, and may they be guided by you as they step into their futures. And in some quietness, we pray for those we know who are ill. For those we know who are struggling. And for people who have been displaced by war or natural disaster. And today we particularly pray for the people of Gaza and the people of Valencia. And in this season of All Souls and All Saints, we remember those who are no longer with us. We hold our memories of them in love and pray for your presence to comfort those who grieve. Loving God, today and tomorrow, in time and eternity, your kingdom come. In our world, in our streets, in our homes and communities, your kingdom come. In our lives, in our loves, in our hopes and our travelling, your kingdom come. Amen. And we join together in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. So, yes, thank you. I covered that well, didn't I, Alison? Yes, so we're coming to our final hymn, and during which the collection will be taken. Please don't feel any pressure. If you haven't got cash, just pass along. That's fine. We know that people give in lots of different ways. So we join together in the hymn, Over All the Earth. Pray that you will take them and use them to serve you, to all we meet. In your name, amen. Loving God, we come to the end of our worship together this morning. May we step into the world continuing to worship you in the way we live our lives, loving you with all our hearts, minds, souls, and spirits, and loving others as we love ourselves. Amen. And a blessing for us all. Bless to us, O God, the earth beneath our feet. Bless to us, God, the path whereon we go. Bless to us, God, the people whom we meet. Amen.
you.